It's now time for the KGRG News. Bring you everything you need to know about what's going on in the South Sound and beyond. 89.9 KGRG.
Good afternoon. It's 4:29. This is Bruno McNasty with KGRG News. A Tacoma man has been charged with murder after he reportedly suffocated his 2-year-old daughter in an attempt to punish his wife. 26-year-old Salvador Sanchez Orozco had survived a previous suicide attempt after mental problems caused his wife and daughter to move out of their house and into her parents' house. After a visit in which he saw another man at the in-law's house, Sanchez Orozco went back the next day while his wife was at work and collected his daughter, whom he took back to his apartment and smothered before attempting to take his own life, but not before calling authorities. Bail has been set at $2 million. A new study from the Census Bureau reports that nearly 1 in 3 Americans experienced poverty at some time between 2009 and 2011, yet only a small percentage remained below the poverty line for the entire 3-year period. This was attributed to persistent trends in employment towards lower-skilled and lower-paying jobs. As good jobs tend to go to people who have more skills and education, people with fewer skills remain on a knife edge of economic ruin where living to paycheck, paycheck seems like a luxury. The Census Bureau report found that 31.6% of Americans experienced poverty for at least 2 months between 2009 and 2011, as compared to 27.1% between 2005 and 2007. Also, those who fell below the poverty line tended to stay there longer. The threshold for poverty for a family of 4 in the United States is less than $24,000 a year. Leadership in the organization Clowns of America International report that its membership has dropped significantly since 2006. According to Clowns International President Glenn Colesberger, quote, "What's happening is attrition. The older clowns are passing away," unquote. Complicating the situation is an apparent lack of opportunity for employment in the clown field. While 531 clown wannabes applied to attend a rigorous 14-day clown boot camp offered by the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, only 11 were offered jobs. According to David Kieser, the Ringling Brothers Director of Talent, quote, "Our audience expects to be wowed. No longer is it good enough to just drop your pants and focus on boxer shorts," unquote. In Mariners news, spring training continues in Peoria, Arizona this week. Meanwhile, Kevin Long, the hitting coach for the New York Yankees, was reported in the press disparaging Robertson Cano, the second baseman hired from the Yankees onto the Mariners roster, as the big free agent signing during the offseason. According to Long, Cano would often make excuses for not running hard to first base, but in Long's eyes, and I have to paraphrase, there was no acceptable reason for this lack of hustle. Lloyd McClendon, the new field manager for the Mariners, responded that, quote, "Last time I checked, I didn't know that Kevin Long was a spokesman for the New York Yankees. That was a little surprising. I was a little pissed off, and I'm sure Joe feels the same way. He's concerned with his team and what they're doing, not what the Seattle Mariners are doing," unquote. The Joe mentioned in that quote was Joe Girardi, now in his 6th year as field manager for the Yankees. In weather news, it's raining now, it's going to rain tomorrow, and according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, it's going to continue to rain until sometime in August. In other words, typical weather for February, with lows near freezing for at least the rest of the week and plenty of rain. In traffic news, you'd expect slow and stop-and-go traffic on southbound 167 south of Renton, as well as on I-5 south of Tukwila. Eastbound I-405 from Auburn is also running slow. And that's the news. For KGRG-FM, I'm Bruno McNasty, and you're not. And remember, 3 out of 4 people make up 75% of the population.
Thank you, Bruno McNasty. It's a real bummer about the clown school, though. Or the clown is... clown shortage.
Lack of opportunity. There's just not enough jobs out there for a hardworking clown.
It's really upsetting for me. All right. If you have a request, call me at 253-833-5004 or text me 253-293-83... That's the wrong number. Man. 253-293-5069.